I'm joined now by Roman Danilo of the Canadian Comedy Award-winning Comic Strippers. He and the rest of this scantily clad crew are going to be in town October 5th at the Capitol Theater. Roman, thank you so much for taking the time for me today. I can't imagine how busy you must be right now.
Well, thanks a lot, Tom. No, we're a little bit busy, you know, getting ready for the shows. Got to do a lot of stretching. You know, it's a weird combination of being in cars for a number of hours, our age, and then going up and dancing around like fake male strippers.
I did note that in most of your advertising, the word dance is written down in heavy quotation marks. Do any of you have any professional dance training, or are you just going up there and following your heart?
It's definitely following the heart. That's a good way to look at it. We actually recently just got some professional choreography done. That was the first time we've done that. After 10 years, we thought maybe we should try that. But for the most part, yeah, we're just sort of doing our best to dance as sexy as possible. And for some reason, that just comes out funny. So it's a bonus.
Hey, I can absolutely get behind it. Now, you've been doing this for 10 years, you said. I would love to know what the origin of this idea was to do a parody improv strip show. Where did that come from?
For years, trying to come up with different show ideas that brings the audience in to see our improv comedy. We've all been doing improv comedy for 30, 40 years, various different cities and television shows and all that. And one night my wife came home from a real male strip show, and she was like, "It was packed in there." And I was like, "Well, we've got torsos, we can do that." And it suddenly occurred to me that nobody's ever connected these two genres in a full parody live stage show, and their energies just fit perfectly. People just out to have a good time and to laugh. The high energy improv mixes just excellent with high energy music and sort of a party vibe.
Absolutely. Now, your show does not feature any extreme nudity. What would you say is the key to being just sexy enough without taking things too far, if you can say such things on the radio?
Oh, yeah. Well, we wanted to make it clear that this is definitely a parody of male strippers. You're not going to see any thongs or anything like that. The most extreme we get is sort of stripping down to boxer shorts that are big, goofy Canadian flags. So that's the extent of our sexiness.
Sexy and patriotic.
Yes, exactly.
In taking this show all across the country, have you ever had any moments where something that you guys have done or something maybe the audience has done has kind of caught everybody off guard?
Well, we love the element of surprise. We're sort of built for that. We get audience members up on stage, and you really never know what's going to happen there. We recently just did a show, I think in Airdrie, where there was a lot of people brought some panties to throw at the stage. I think they purchased them bulk at the Walmart and just got a good deal on them and just brought them for the show just for the purposes of the throwing, I think. So, yeah, you really never know what can happen. What's great about this show is the audience sort of plays along as a character as well. They're sort of playing the character of, you know, these outrageous audiences that go to see real strip shows. So it's kind of like everybody's in on the irony of the night, which makes it a lot of fun.
Now, are you planning anything specific for Port Alberni? We do like our salmon around here. Is there anything maybe involving fish or something else town specific?
I don't think we're intending to have any fish props on stage or anything like that. But you never know. We do sort of gather information as we roll into town about local references and local things, and we'll incorporate whatever we can once we get there, for sure.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to it. Roman, thank you so much again for the time. If people want to find out more about you and the Comic Strippers, where should we be looking?
You can look for tickets at eventbrite.ca. And special note, groups of just six or more people. So just grab a couple of your friends and buy tickets at the same time, and you get a nice discount on there online.
Ooh, that's fantastic to know. We also have all the details up for the event on the events page at 933thepeak.com. The Comic Strippers are at the Capitol Theater October 5th. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. Roman, thank you again.
Thank you, Tom. Have a great day.
You too.